Good morning. 10:34 a.m. on Thursday, January the 30th, 2025. It is 46 degrees. There were a few clouds around. I don't know if there are more clouds now than there were, but this is some clouds. Few to broken. To use the technical nomenclature. Probably broken is a better choice. I guess it would be scattered to broken. I think it goes clear, few, scattered, broken, overcast, I think. That's how it works. So anyway, regardless. Hi. Yeah, I missed yesterday. Miscalculated the day all the way around. It was kind of a clucking fuster yesterday. I thought I had a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock. And it turns out, no, it was at 11, which is better than thinking it's 11 o'clock, but having it be 10. But the timing just got totally screwed up. And then I had another appointment out at 1 o'clock, so I had to get ready for that at 12:30. By the time I got back in the afternoon, it was like, nope, not happening. We aren't going out there today. Which is too bad, because it was a pretty good day yesterday. It's not a bad day. 46 degrees, that's almost 50. It feels more like 40, because it's a pretty good breeze. And there's a hell of a lot of ice. Holy crap. Sidewalks that were bare and dry the other day are now in places covered with this thin, really smooth meltwater ice. And that first mile was a bit of a struggle. I ain't gonna lie. I think so far, being around the corner, the sidewalk gets a lot of sun all day. Well, afternoon anyway. And most of the sidewalk from here on in has a good amount of sun. All the places that had a lot of ice are places that have shade middle of the day. So there's probably a correlation, you think? Chris Moody had a good idea the other day. I talked about a lot of books. I didn't realize quite how many books I had talked about until I started going over it in my head and realized that was a lot of books. So I went back to the post, the show notes for yesterday, and added in all the books and authors that I had talked about. So if you're wondering about what that was like, that's what that is. The book du jour is Lit RPG. Sure, I know what it is. No, I don't. Let's see if I can cross this street without falling on my ass. It is, I'm looking, and it's gone. And since I'm not connected, I can't look it up. It's Lit RPG. I saw it as part of a three-book set from an author I never heard of, so I thought I would give it a shot. And I got pretty much through the first sample, which was 10% of all three books, I think. which would have given it about half of the first book, depending on how long the other volumes are. So I went ahead and got the first book, and then obviously forgot to download it to my phone, so it's not showing up. But it sounded pretty good. It's pretty. Some of the reviews are pretty harsh. It's a pretty classic lit RPG. Guy gets sucked into a foreign game and has all these stats. He's a superhero right out of the box, which is not the typical. But all right, we'll give it a shot. We'll see what it looks like. I'll tell you about it probably tomorrow. A lot of geese around this morning. I've seen, I think, 4 or 5 flocks of geese. A couple of crows. I heard a chickadee. I won't see him unless he wants to be seen. So, not really much to talk about. I did get up wicked early this morning. I woke up at 3:15 and thought I could, oh no, we'll just roll over and go back to sleep. 3:45, I still hadn't fallen back asleep. I had checked at 3:30 and it's like, no, you're still awake. And then at 3:45, I said, nah, hell with it, and got up. And the beauty of being up that early is that I've already got my ride again for the day. I got a good solid hour in this morning. And, it could happen. I may put some more in this afternoon. It's all part of the practice. I'm trying to build up a bit of riding muscle, a bit of momentum, some kind of, yes, let's get this story percolating. So I have to go back to it and figure out what happens, so I can see what happens next. Not so I can figure it out, but so I can discover what it is. And I think that's been my problem all along, trying to figure it out, rather than just trying to write it. I'm violating the Bradbury rule of don't think. Ignoring the lessons I learned in Lincoln City all those years ago. So we'll see how it works out. Anyway, I got a good solid. I got 2 back-to-back sprints, 1,000 words, 970, I think, something like that, between the two. So 1,000 words. We'll try it again. We'll do some more. We'll see how this practice comes together, and see if I can't develop something that's going to hold me through the year, which would be really nice. Because that would mean like 2 or 3 books this year, which would be wonderful. No, I don't know what they're going to be. Don't start. I got to get the cat done. I have to get the cat done. The cat has to get done. I also heard from Podium, which is a little troubling. I don't know exactly. I'm always leery when I get a message that says, you're invited to a Zoom call so we can share exciting new news with our new relationship with Audible. And I'm going, okay. I'm not sure I'm 100% on board with this, but let's see what they have to say. It could be wonderful. It could be something like they're no longer exclusive, or I don't know. It's hardly unlikely. I do know they've got into publishing the text versions of books, the heretical fitching that I talked about on Tuesday. I know was published by them. The ebook form has their imprint on it. the ebook edition. So I know they're into text publishing now, which, good morning. Fuck you too. Looking natty in his flat cap and long coat. So technically, I shouldn't have read that book because it wasn't self-published, but close enough. I can't have a hard time being quite that much of a purist when I have my audiobooks through Podium as well. And apparently Victoria Gherkin, my longtime contact at Podium, is now publisher, so in charge of ebooks. I'm going to be somewhat peeved if going forward they're going to insist that they have the ebooks as well as the audio, in which case that's a non-starter. But that's really the only thing I can think of that might be problematic going forward. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. I've made them a lot of money. I've made them a lot of money. It made me a lot of money. But I've made them a lot of money. So we'll see if they want to piss in the pool. And I stopped posting on Facebook. I stopped posting the morning picture on Instagram. I'm trying to distance myself as much as possible from Meta and Zuckerberg and all of that. I still need to publish with Amazon, just because there are still so many people who rely on Amazon for their reading. I'm not going to chop that off. As much as this sort of knee-jerk response to Bezos . There's so much else that's just totally hosed. There's no way to avoid it all. And I suspect that trying to get into a new market right now is going to be somewhat difficult. I'm going to go wait and hold off and see what happens when this settles down. When the tsunami recedes a little bit. I'm going to finally get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Oh, pick up after your dog, dude. Big dog poop on the side of the road there. So I'm in kind of a hurry to get back. I've got bread. I've got the sponge rising. My leaven, as it were. I make my recipe for bread, my 1,000 grams of flour, my kilogram of bread, is 1,000 grams of flour, 8 grams, because I want to bake it this afternoon, 8 grams of active yeast. Yeah, I'm using Red Star Active these days. It's cool. It's really irrelevant. But I emptied out the jar of Instant and filled it up with Active and froze that jar. So I've got some tucked away in the back of the freezer for rainy day. And the pound bag is going down really quickly. I'm sort of surprised. Of course, I'm baking bread every fourth day, every third day or so. Still. So it's cool. Anyway, 1,000 grams of flour, split to 80% bread flour and 20% whole wheat and 20 grams of salt and hydrated at 65%, which is 650 milliliters of water. So the sponge is half of the flour, or so 500 grams. The yeast, which I bloom in warm water, 110, 112 degrees, for about 5, 10 minutes. Once I see the bubbles start coming up, I was like, okay, that's close enough. And I bloom it in the 650 milliliters of water. So it's got a big bloom. It's got a lot of area to spread out in. And then once I get the bloom, I add 500 grams, or half of the flour. I put in 500 grams of bread flour and let that sit so the yeast has a chance to infuse into that half of the flour. And then I will, when I get back, I will do the final mix and put the rest of the flour and the salt in, and then let it sit for the first bulk rise. I'll give it three shots, and honestly, I don't know if that's really necessary, although I gave it four the other day because I needed an extra hour to cook dinner in the oven before I put the bread in. So that worked out pretty well, but I did four. I got a nice crackle. I got a nice texture. I got some nice loaves out of that four turns. And a turn is when you go into the dough, it's had an hour or so to rise, and you start pulling from the back and folding to the front. And then you rotate the bowl 90 degrees. Pull from the back, press to the front, 90 degrees. And I usually, I typically go around three or four times. Pull and press, pull and press, pull and press. And what I'm looking for is a nice elastic skin. And a smooth skin and a nice elastic dough. And it works out pretty well. I don't have to do very much at any point in time. But the biggest problem is remembering to do it on the right schedule, so I don't let it get too far out of hand before I go back up and give it another turn. Three turns. Third turn, split it, put it in loaf pans. Give the loaf pans 45 minutes, start the oven. 475. By the time the oven's hot, the loaves have had a whole hour in their pans, and that's usually enough to get them, and half an inch, three quarters of an inch above the edge. And that's about doubled. So into the oven they go. 25 minutes at 475, and then 20 minutes at 425. I should actually run it at 475 for 45 minutes to see what it looks like. Might do that today. But the 2520 seems to work out really well. It's a nice predictable loaf. It's very dense. A very fine crumb, not a lot of excess big gaps in the middle of the bread that leak the butter through. It's pretty good. I like it. It's a nice bread. It's kind of boring. It's getting kind of boring, I have to say that. I need to start experimenting again. I need to get some more excitement in my bread life. The tartine bread. Thank you, Robert. The tartine bread recipe is intriguing. I really need to sit down with it and work through the timing, make a spreadsheet of the timing, because the timing is critical for building the leaven from a starter and catching the leaven before it gets sour itself. The starter needs to be sour, but the leaven that's grown from it can be sweet, or at least yeast and not acid. That's the theory. Swastika car. Okay, I can put my hood back. I've got warm enough. So there's that, and coming up with a nice loaf that is native yeast instead of commercial yeast is kind of a goal. That would be fun if I could pull that off. The day may come where I need that. They are putting up a building. I cannot believe it. What are they doing? The end of the park, I mentioned it before, they've put a chain link fence across the end of the park. And it looks like they're putting up a building. They've been down there digging and hoeing. And it looks like they're building a building. I don't know if it's a building or if it's just their support trailer. Looks like a building. Blocks off the end of the park. Didn't have much of a horizon there anyway, but still, a little less green space. Just what we need, more concrete. So, adventures in bread baking. I've read through the process two or three times. The author of that book is quite a character. And there's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of illustrations. It's really quite good. But I haven't been able to get my act together to do the timing right. And I think what I need to do is just say, okay, screw it, I'm just going to make some bread, even though I've already got a loaf of bread or two. Try to get it timed so that I use the natural yeast instead of the commercial yeast when I need bread. Not knowing really whether or not the bread is going to come out edible. So my starters keep getting really sour and unlively. I need to feed one of them up and give a hell, see what I can do. That was a bit of a struggle. I'm coming up on it. This is the last street. Coming up on home. Where are we on the recording? 24 and a half minutes. Okay, that's not too bad. The days of 17, 18 minute walks are apparently behind me, at least for the moment. That's interesting. What if you got all over the back of your window? Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I've got an appointment at, I think, 10. I'm not sure. I have something in the morning tomorrow. So, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.